Like a splinter in my finger. I always thought if I left my mother alone, she would work herself out. As my phone rings and her rat trap voice springs into action, I assume this time will be just like the others. That all I need to do is listen, withstand the burst of fire in my blood, say the words she needs to hear, and then hang up. For the past 27 years, on the 20th of December, I've heard the same declaration.
"I'm tired, Layla,"
Mum would say.
"Maybe it's the cold or the town or your father's shadow lurking."
There would be a pause then, the silence magnifying her martyrdom.
"Always,"
she would whisper.
"Lurking."
I've done a few different retreats in India, and meditation makes me realize that nothing matters that much. We don't have as much control over things that we might think. And for me, it helps me to let go and let go of my expectations. As grim as it is, it's also very freeing. It makes me realize that my place in the world is not permanent. I'm grateful for the life that I have because I'm safe. I'm happy for the most part. I'm healthy. I've got lovely friends and a job I go to that's fun. What makes you happy? Talking to my mum every day. Being able to have great conversations with friends. Eating really lovely food. Going out for a long walk, that kind of thing.
When I first started work on the algorithm, I'd wake with the help of an app to the sound of chirping at the precise moment that the sun rose over the horizon and ombre'd my bedroom in peaches. Next, I'd pick up my phone, search for smoothies in the muddy green spectrum. Kale, coconut milk, spinach, bananas. Put on a playlist, either morning vibes or poppin' fresh. Pair my headphones, turn them to silent, and then fall asleep for 2 more hours.
"Don't you dare bite Toto! You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a big beast like you, to bite a poor little dog!"
"I didn't bite him,"
said the lion, as he rubbed his nose with his paw where Dorothy had hit. "No, but you try to," she retorted. "You are nothing but a big coward."
"I know it,"
said the lion, hanging his head in shame.
"I've always known it, but how can I help it?"
"I don't know, I'm sure. To think of your striking a stuffed man, like the poor scarecrow."
"Is he stuffed?"
asked the lion in surprise, as he watched her pick up the scarecrow and set him upon his feet, while she patted him into shape again. "Of course he's stuffed," replied Dorothy, who was still angry.